Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Big Brother Recession House.
Hello there. Thank you. Now, you've promised me this is going to be a trip back in time. I'm really excited about this. Which way first?
Can you go through that room? That's the living room.
The doorknob, I'm afraid, has come off. I've broken your door. That didn't last very long, did it?
No, that's a typical 70s door. Nothing lasted long.
This really takes me back.
The 70s, obviously, it was quite a colourful decade. The oranges and the purples, the yellows and the browns.
This is where we would be sitting if we were watching telly or if we were wanting to read. Yeah. We've got some interesting things here on the table.
We have Jackie magazines, motor magazines, if you want to buy a new Ford Cortina, 1976. We have videos for the TVs, a Betamax video.
It's what a lot of us will remember, a top loader.
Yes, we do. Actually, we never had one because they were posh, but we had a VHS one.
We've got a selection of TVs here too, yeah. in wooden cases.
I know, they're really good because at the top, as you can see, there's some rings where people used to balance their drinks, which obviously you wouldn't do or couldn't do now. It's quite thought-provoking, this room. It's caused a lot of people to come in, sit down, take in the 70s and bring back so many memories.
It feels very simple and that makes me feel very calm. I feel very relaxed in this room. I feel like I've been here before almost.
Yeah, I think that's the general feeling that most people have said. You know, they come in and they love it. And it brings back memories of probably, you know, their nans and their granddads and people like that.
It's funny you should mention that. Now, my grandmother, she had these sorts of ornaments that we're seeing over here.
I mean, these are three Toby jugs. When I saw them, I said, oh my God, we had those. And these Lily Pot Lane ornaments.
I remember there was a craze, wasn't there? You had to collect them all. And of course, it was never possible because there were always going to be too many homes anyway and not enough space in your own home for them.
Yeah. Everybody always had glass cabinets with glasses and these sort of punch.
These were glasses that you were never allowed to touch or use. I certainly wasn't, but I was a clumsy kid. This room is all about being lived in, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it shows every sign of people using this to exist rather and to enjoy, but this has nothing to do with showing off. This is very much a sign of the more modest times that we used to live in.
Yeah, and I think that's what people enjoy. They come in here, it's very simple, and they just enjoy, and they're absorbing the history of it.
I have spotted something I love. It's that lamp, that really tall lamp in the corner.
I love the lamp.
It was back in the days where all furniture could have frills somewhere, somehow. It's got those frilly bits on the bottom. My grandmother had those all over the place.
That is typical 70s lamp. It's great.
This is the dining room, isn't it?
This is the dining room, which is set in the 80s, which was where we would play the board games and play the music, because we weren't allowed in my living room to have music in the living room.
Who are you playing for us?
I'm going to play Paul Young, which my dad hated, actually.
And speaking of the old stuff, we also really, really miss what we all used to do. As a family or friends would come over, we'd play games like these board games. We've got Trivial Pursuit here.
This is a great game to play. And people, they've come in the house and they've said, wow, why don't we ever play games anymore?
I remember actually with Trivial Pursuit, my parents used to have friends round, or they'd go round to friends and they would always play in the same teams. Yeah. And there was a real strong competition about it. You know, there was sometimes real anger when they lost.
Yeah, I mean, people used to have Trivial Pursuit nights where it was like done at dinner parties. You know, you would play games and enjoy yourself, and it was competitive and it was good fun.
This case, I'm going to take a bet. Inside, these are cassettes, aren't they?
They are cassettes, yeah. See? And the amazing thing about this case was that it still had the original cassettes in it that somebody had recorded, some off the radio, and it's really lovely because they belong to somebody.
It's funny you mentioned the radio, because the real challenge was always to pause before the talking came in and to try and make it sound like you know, you had an actual record or something like that.
Yeah, that's what we used to do, the top 40, tape it, quickly turn it off before whoever came on.
Well, it's been a real treat to literally go back in time. I mean, to be honest, you took me back to the 70s. My parents hadn't done the naughty thing yet, so it's not a time I would have really remembered. But the 80s, very familiar. How much longer are you going to be here so that people can come and see it for themselves?
Well, we're going to be here until next Tuesday. So it's open all over the weekend. People can come in, enjoy it, absorb it. They can come in, have a cup of tea, biscuits, chats. It'll be really good.